The Joint Finance Committee voted to open a new prison, bring out-of-state inmates home, and slash the number of managers inside correctional institutions. Secretary of Corrections Matt Frank does not want to lose those 82 prison supervisor jobs.
I have concerns about that. I think running a prison in some ways is a delicate balance. You have a limited number of officers are there. You have a lot of prisoners, and the management of all that is something that really takes a lot of judgment and experience, and I'm concerned about losing that.
Frank stopped short of calling the job cuts a security risk inside state prisons, but members of the committee questioned that risk. Here's how Republican Senator Scott Fitzgerald responded.
Baloney. Here's the deal on this, okay? This is middle management, pure and simple. There are no security risks associated with eliminating these positions. I'm here to tell you, I have talked to numerous people in blue shirts, and this is pure and simple. A level of management. This is not a security risk.
Secretary Frank commended the committee for keeping many of the governor's ideas for corrections in place. But Frank says he wonders if the numbers add up on the committee's vote to open the new Lisbon prison. The governor had proposed delaying the opening to save money. Joint Finance, however, would open a 950-bed prison in New Lisbon a year from now at a cost of about $7 million. The aim is to bring some out-of-state inmates home. Scott Fitzgerald.
We're going to open some new prisons here in the state. Unfortunately, you know, in the end, we're going to be bringing back some inmates, but we can't afford to bring them all back now.
The state contracts with facilities in Minnesota, Oklahoma, and Tennessee to house about 3,000 inmates. Joint Finance is set to vote to open another new but mothballed prison when it meets Friday. The Highview facility, on the grounds of the Northern Wisconsin Center, would treat alcohol and drug-addicted minimum security inmates. The governor had proposed delaying the opening of Highview as well. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.